It is the custom to eat a new fruit on Rosh Hashanah and to make the Berakah of Shehiyanu. The question always comes up, are you allowed to make a Shehiyanu on a grafted fruit? On a fruit that's Murkav. Sometimes you know, like let's say a nectarine or something like that, or you have other fruits that you never saw before and you don't know, are they grafted, are they not grafted? What would be the deen? On the Sefer Halachot Ketanot, he writes clearly that you shouldn't make a Shehiyanu on such a thing, since it was grown be'isur. Since according to the Torah, you're really not allowed to graft, so its whole being was done be'isur. How could you make Shehiyanu that you're happy to see such an item, or to eat such an item, when it's actually created neged ritzon Hashem Yitbarach, against the will of God? That's also the opinion of many of the Haronim, including the Ben Ish Chai in Baghdad, and that's also the opinion of the Sefer Yefeh Lalev and others. Also the Stehemed brings down that one should not make a beracha on a peri that is murkav, on a fruit that is grafted. However, in the She'elot U'Tshuvot Ya'abetz, he writes that there shouldn't be a difference. If we're making a beracha on a fruit that's grafted, I mean, we make bereh pri ha'etz on the fruit, even though, let's say, it was done be'isur. But bottom line, there's a gezerat ha'katut, Torah says you're still allowed to eat it. So once you're allowed to eat it, why shouldn't you be allowed to also make the beracha of Shehiyanu? Even though there's room to make a difference between the Berachat al-Nehenin and the Berachah of Shehiyanu, it's two different types of Berachot, and Rav Avadiyah does make that observation on Gaon Ya'abetz. The Ya'abetz also says the majority of cases, Goyim are planting the grafted fruit, and he writes that the Goyim are not obligated against grafting, and therefore it's not even done by Isur. Rav Avadiyah also takes the Ya'abetz to task on that, because Rambam writes clearly that although it's not one of the seven mitzvot b'nei Noach, but there's a tradition that goyim are also forbidden to do grafting. So therefore it would be asur for them also. Lema'aseh, Hakam Avadiyah brings down that the minhag in Yerushalayim for 100 years was to make a beracha on grafted fruits. Even though it's questionable what if the minhag was like that, because the Kaf HaChaim writes that in his time in Yerushalayim they didn't make. So already the minhag is questionable, but Rav Avadiyah does bring from the Sefer Netivei Am and other reliable sources that were in Eretz Yisrael. You have to remember the Kaf HaChaim is coming from Bavel, more authentic sources that were in Yerushalayim at the time. Let's say the minhag was to make the beracha of Shehiyanu on Murkav. And therefore the rule of Safek Berachot does not apply. Normally we say when you have a machloket regarding whether you should make or shouldn't make, we say better not to. But in the place where there's a minhag, so the minhag overrides even Safek Berachot Lakel. And therefore Hakam Avadiyah rules Lema'aseh, since it's the minhag of Yerushalayim, and it's also the opinion of the Ya'abetz, it's also brought down in the Sefer Eretz Chaim, so there is room to make the beracha Shehiyanu on a murkav, unless specifically you're in a place that has an established minhag not to make a beracha on a Shehiyanu. That's murkav. The ma'aseh for us, of course we tell a person Rosh Hashanah, if you can get a pure fruit that's natural, that wasn't hybrid, that's not grafted, of course, miyotov antikrerat, you can do it good, why do you have to put yourself in safek?